I'm Nick Lippa here with Victory Press's Melissa Burgess. Melissa, the NWHL saw two teams leave Lake Placid, which is the host of their shortened two-week season, even though those teams still had games to play. What exactly happened?
A couple of days ago, we found out that the Metropolitan Riveters, which are a team based in New Jersey, so the metro area, was withdrawing from the tournament due to multiple positive COVID tests in their organization. You know, so already, okay, you're down to five teams. But now, over the last few days, things have really picked up, I want to say, and gotten very strange. Over the weekend, the Buttes added a player. They added Lisa Chesson. Minnesota added a defender earlier this week. And then on, I want to say it was Sunday night, Connecticut was announced as having added four players, one of which was already in Lake Placid as kind of like an emergency backup goalie. But they actually added her to the roster. So Monday afternoon comes, Monday evening comes. There's supposed to be two games on the schedule on Monday night. So basically, you know, what had happened over the weekend was we had some round robin action, and then we had the Buttes play Boston in two games of a best of three with Buffalo 1-1, Boston 1-1. So we came into Monday expecting there to be a 5:30 game between Connecticut and Minnesota, followed by an 8:30 game between Buffalo and Boston. That would, you know, then be, it was win and you're in the playoffs, lose and you're going home. So all of a sudden it's, you know, 5 o'clock on Monday and Minnesota is at the rink, dressed and hitting the ice for warm-up. Connecticut is nowhere to be found. Eventually we learned that the game was postponed and, you know, that in and of itself draws up questions like what happened and why didn't Minnesota know that the game was postponed or canceled at that point, like to have a team come to the rink and be ready to go and be warming up on the ice with no one at the other end. It's just very strange. Eventually, about, I want to say maybe 2 hours after the game was supposed to have started, the league put out an official public release and had also previously sent it to media that the Whale had decided to withdraw from the tournament. So now that drops things down to four teams. With that, of course, it means that all four of the remaining teams, including Buffalo, make the semifinals. So really, Monday night's game between Buffalo and Boston was essentially meaningless, except for seeding. So there's been a lot going on over the last few days. Honestly, at this point, we have more questions than answers.
So the Buttes are scheduled to take on Toronto tomorrow. They only won one game this year. How's it looking for them heading into this game?
The whole season has been rough for Buffalo. Carly Jackson has been spectacular in net, but the team overall is still allowing a lot of shots. You know, it's 30-plus shots against per night. The last few games against Boston, it's been 6-plus goals per game allowed. You just can't do that, right? And especially this is a one-game playoff. You've got to be strong from the get-go. So I think Buffalo needs to play sharp from, you know, the first puck drop. And I think scoring that first goal is big, especially against a strong Toronto team, right? That, you know, they had the best record. They're the top seed going into this playoffs. It's their first year in the league, but they are having so much success already. I think just getting up early and getting that first goal is going to be big for Buffalo, because once you fall behind against this Toronto team, you're going to have a hard time, you know, climbing your way back.